Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Adding references and Easter eggs to games is now practically a rite of passage. While we all want to focus on satisfying mechanics and engaging storylines, there's also something special about getting that little bit extra that feels all the more rewarding. With secret rooms, adult entertainers, and technical espionage galore, seeing these Easter eggs reminds you of just how much effort creators put into their work, and how downright weird some of the things they choose to create actually are. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 surreal gaming Easter eggs you won't believe exist. 10. The Chris Houlihan Room, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Getting your name in a world-famous game is pretty hard, unless you're Chris Houlihan. Because after winning a contest in Nintendo Power, a small secret room in A Link to the Past was named after Chris, complete with a small plaque attesting to this. And secret it has remained for many who've played it. Even to those who've played through the game countless times, it's hidden away incredibly well, to the point that most players who find it by accident, because the game will spawn you there if, for whatever reason, it can't seem to load the area you need. Which means you're actually better off breaking the game to try and find the room, even if you already know it exists. 9. The first Easter egg, Adventure. Although technically it wasn't the first ever Easter egg in gaming, Adventure is the game that coined the phrase Easter eggs. That's not a bad thing to be known for, and it is an especially impressive feat too, because said Easter egg was creator Warren Robinette hiding his name in the game itself. Now, this might not sound like much now, but it has to be remembered that this was done in a time where Atari didn't allow game creators to have their names anywhere on the game itself, or even its packaging. As such, this was sort of an act of rebellion, showing that little extra features like this can actually serve important purposes, sometimes. 8. Yu-Gi-Oh! Summons another franchise, Yu-Gi-Oh! Rasheff of Destruction. Konami is arguably best known for either Metal Gear or Castlevania. At a stretch, those who liked the cartoon or card game would maybe first think of Yu-Gi-Oh! What very few people would initially think of is a lesser-known series called Goemon. Goemon was created in 1986, and as such predates many of the franchises we now consider Konami staples. And it seems like the company have stayed quite attached to it, as it makes a sneak appearance in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game created years down the line. In Yu-Gi-Oh! Rasheff of Destruction, you're given the option to get certain cards by putting in codes to a machine in Solomon Moto's shop. Put in the code 25410867 though, and you'll totally change the game, because this will swap the final boss you face. Instead of Rasheff itself, you'll face a far less intimidating face, that of Geomon Impax. It's weird, but it's kinda cool too. 7. Judas Succeeds, Tales of Destiny 2. When you play through Tales of Destiny 2 for the first time, you'll find the character Judas is unable to successfully complete one of his special moves, named the Holy Sword of Justice. However, if you're a hardcore fan enough to play through the game twice, and also upgrade at the skill shop, this all changes. Judas is able to gain a 1 in 5 chance of succeeding when using this skill. And it becomes much more of a big deal when he does, as Judas's mask breaks, leaving him unmasked for the rest of the game. There's very, very little way for you to predict this chain of events, but ultimately that's what leaves it feeling so special when it actually happens. 6. The Tails Chow Quest, Sonic Adventure 2. In Sonic Adventure, you get a nifty little extra feature, the ability to raise creatures known as Chow, and to evolve them into different forms depending on their environment and treatment. While you might expect the main roster of Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails to be the easiest three to obtain, you'd be very, very wrong, because getting a Tails Chao requires maneuvers you'd frankly never expect. This is first and foremost because it requires you to play, or be playing, another game called Phantasy Star Online. And in case you're wondering, no. These games have literally zero crossover aside from the fact that you need to play Phantasy Star Online to get a Tails Chao. After completing the secret mission, the Fake in Yellow, you'll be rewarded with the ability to connect your GameCube and Game Boy Advance in order to transfer the Chao over to its rightful place. As a quick aside, Phantasy Star Online 1 and 2 were incredible games that rightfully deserve their legendary cult status and a whole lot more respect besides. If you ever get the chance, check them out, for real. 5. Calendar Man Tells the Future, Batman Arkham City. This is one Easter egg that wasn't found for a whopping 3 years. However, if you were curious enough or bored enough to change your console date to the day and year developer studio Rocksteady was founded, you'd find the Calendar Man waiting in his cell with an unusual warning for you. While we wouldn't have known it at the time, this warning actually foretold the events of Arkham Knight, where Calendar Man can be seen waiting in the crowd when Wayne Manor has a little bit of an explosion. And now I think of it, kind of makes sense that Calendar Man would be the one with the Easter egg, right? Because of, you know, Easter. Calendars. Brilliant. 4. Commitment to Music, Mario Kart 64. What is the most bored you've ever been? Was it bored enough to sit and watch the screen of Mario Kart 64 for long enough that the music loops 64 times? Should you, for whatever reason, manage to do this, you'll be rewarded by the music changing, which, for the record, is not enough of a reward that you should ever consider doing it. While it's not that big of an Easter egg, in fact, many think it was a coding error that prevented the music from playing way earlier, it is certainly interesting to know that several people have sat and watched Mario circle a long-finished racetrack for an hour of their lives, just to notice that the music randomly changed. And that was an hour they can never get back. Hope it was worth it, guys. 3. Brewess's Beekeeper Suit, The Witcher 3. When you see the Ladies of the Wood for the first time, Brewess, the tallest crone with the mask, is most definitely the last thing on your mind. Because when there's a lady with basically a beehive for eyes, and another who hangs human ears in trees to listen into your gossip, any other person sort of naturally fades into the background. To be fair, you likely wouldn't be able to spot this strange little detail anyways, as it requires a particularly unusual cross-section of knowledge, a knowledge of The Witcher 3, and a knowledge of the outfits medieval workers used to wear in various jobs. Because Brewess is unmistakably wearing not just any weird old mask, but the specific kind that used to be created and used by medieval beekeepers. While this seems a strange choice at first, it makes a lot more sense when you remember she is supposed to have the ability to control some plant life, which would make beekeeping not only way easier, but also a perfect way to get what would otherwise be a rare ingredient for potions. Everyone needs a hobby, after all. 2. The Austin Powers Hearthstone crossover, Hearthstone. Given that Hearthstone is a game that spawned from World of Warcraft, you'd think its references would stay in the realm of the fantasy lands it owes its existence to. However, it very much bucks this idea in the form of Mr. Bigglesworth, which is Dr. Evil's cat in the films. When fighting Kel'Thuzad, you may notice his particular fondness for cats, as anytime you summon one, he comments on it. Fill your sideboard with enough of the critters, or summon a beast, and you'll be rewarded with a copy of Mr. Bigglesworth popping up out of nowhere. Though this may actually sound totally useless, especially when you learn the card is a 1-cost 1/1, it actually can prove immensely useful, as, because it's his cat, Kel'Thuzad will not attack it. 1. The Porn Star Cameo, Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate is probably the last game anyone expected to find a real-world porn star hidden in, and yet if you search around the caves in the Third Cloakwood, you might just find a suspicious character named Peter of the North. A reference to adult film actor Peter North. Now, while you might think initially this is just a weird coincidence, the game Peter talks a whole lot about placating beasts with his meat, and makes more double entendres than a carry-on film. Also, his file name is Cocksmith, just in case you had any lingering doubts still hanging around the back of your mind. Despite these lingering lewd implications, there isn't that much to Peter aside from an ability to fight him, which maybe is for the best, as who knows what a full detailed quest involving him would entail.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.